Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE. My name is John Cray, President and CEO of the Manufacturer and Business Association, and it is my pleasure to welcome one of my teammates here at the MBA, Tammy Lamry-Toman, Vice President, Employment Counsel, and Head of our HR Legal Services team to our program. Tammy, thank you for joining us, and thanks so much to you and your team for all the help and direction that you guys have provided to so many of our members and area businesses over the years, but also in particular since this past March.
Well, thanks for having me, John. I'm so happy to be here to share some great information about our HR legal services with everyone.
Very good. Well, I appreciate it, as do our listeners. So, well, as we know, with everything going on in today's world due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we're all well aware of the many challenges it's placed on businesses and, in particular, individuals responsible for the HR function. In today's program, we will discuss the multiple ways we assist our members on a regular basis, as well as other ways that we have assisted non-members at no charge when it comes to navigating the many challenges that COVID has placed on area employers as well as their employees, and providing examples of each of those things. Tammy, with that being said, let's go ahead and jump right into things. Let's talk about some of those free HR legal services that we have been providing. What would you say would be one in particular that has really had a lot of utilization, most recently especially?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, you know, with the challenges that are presented due to COVID-19, you know, it became evident very early on the volume of information and resources that were going to be generated and needed to assist our members as well as area employers when it came to addressing, you know, their many questions due to COVID-19, that it was going to be great, that information and all of that, those resources. So, you know, from, you know, how to safely open your business, you know, the state and federal orders, you know, that were being issued, you know, what did that mean to them? And simply providing, you know, ongoing updates and much more. So therefore, we decided from day one, in the interest of assisting all employers, not just our members, to make and create the COVID-19 employer resource page. And that's located on our website at www.mbausa.org. And that portion of the website is open and available to all area employers, John, not just our members, because, you know, it was the right thing to do to help all and everyone safely and legally navigate through today's and tomorrow's COVID-19 related challenges.
Very good. I know, you know, obviously when it comes to assisting the community and indirectly, you know, as you said, it made sense rather than having it behind the login. It's the better we can support the community to navigate these issues indirectly. It also supports our members. So we will continue to do that throughout these challenges. And again, it's been very well received. So appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Let's go a little further now. What would you say would be another one where there's a lot more interaction with your team members in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, now while the COVID-19 employer resource page, you know, has been a great free benefit to all employers, you know, not just our members, I do have to say that the top free service available to our members, especially this year due to COVID-19, is certainly the HR legal hotline. You know, a member can call our certified HR consultants and employment law attorney anytime at no charge for counsel on a broad range of workplace related issues. You know, at this point in time, with COVID-19 being top of mind for many of our members and employers, our team has worked very hard answering questions and calls to help steer them in the right direction in regard to COVID-19 matters, you know, such as, you know, the FFCRA, paid leave legislation. You know, some of our members unfortunately had to conduct layoffs and furloughs, so we had questions regarding those. Remote working, you know, that was a big topic. And then return to work guidance and so many more questions from hundreds of members. You know, the hotline truly has never been busier, and we're happy to be able to offer members the assistance they need in these challenging times.
Great. And those are great great examples of the variety of calls and questions that you guys have gotten. For the benefit of our listeners today, who may very well be thinking about, boy, what can you go into some more detail on an example of a question that we've gotten recently to help educate our listeners on what is an issue and what is the sort of information we would then convey based on that question?
Sure. You know, I guess probably the biggest question right now would be about that FFCRA paid leave that I mentioned, you know, and what to do now that it has expired as originally enacted. And that the FFCRA stands for Family First Coronavirus Relief Act. And that was mandated paid leave for 6 different, you know, reasons. And again, it expired on December 31st, 2020. But, you know, the answer to that is, you know, employers are no longer required to provide that, you know, paid leave after December 31st of 2020. But now they may voluntarily decide to provide, you know, that leave. And to explain that a tad further, the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, which was recently enacted at the end of December, extended the employer tax credits that employers receive for that paid sick leave and expanded family and medical leave act under the FFCRA voluntarily provided to employees. And that goes until March 31st, 2021. However, again, the act did not extend an eligible employee's entitlement to that leave beyond December 31st of 2020. So right now it's up to each employer, at least for the time being. You know, but I wouldn't be terribly surprised, John, if new legislation was introduced down the road if things do not, you know, markedly improve for COVID-19.
Gotcha. So, you know, in referencing the employer's resource guide and even, you know, the COVID-19 resource guide, but also the hotline, you know, my understanding is it's very common where you may hear from an HR manager on a particular issue. Many times we hear from the owner of a smaller company or who's ever responsible for finance or those sorts of things. So again, just a great, great resource. And, no question is a bad question because again, it's always valuable to get clarification and again, you guys have just done such a bang up job. So really, really appreciate it. To put a finer point on it, you know, while we've certainly talked about COVID-19, what are some other examples of the types of hotline calls that we assist with beyond COVID-19, either prior to or that just occur throughout the day that may not be COVID related?
Yeah, I mean, you know, John, the hotline has always been one of our most valued HR services, free HR services for members. So members use the hotline not only to ask questions regarding workplace situations and compliance matters, but sometimes they call to find out, you know, best HR practices or to get the latest information on an HR issue because things are always changing. And sometimes a member doesn't have a question, you know, or doesn't want even information. Sometimes they simply want to walk through whatever plan they've come up with for a current situation that they find themselves in. You know, many of our members are already very knowledgeable on HR matters, so they just need a sounding board. So sometimes the hotline, you know, is used for that. You know, they call and say, hey, Tammy, you know, we have this going on, and I want to do this. I'm pretty sure this is, you know, the right thing to do, and, you know, regarding compliance and everything, what are your thoughts? And I'm like, oh, you're right on point. That's exactly what you should be doing. So, you know, but regardless of the reason a member picks up that phone or sends us an email, our members like the peace of mind knowing HR help is only a call away or an email away, John. You know, I would also note, John, that, you know, I think we'll continue to see a rise in that hotline use for some time, especially, you know, with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. You know, as well as the change in employment law that usually arises with changes in administration. So, but that's why we're here, to help our members navigate these challenges and changes. And that's why the free HR legal hotline exists for our valued members.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for that. So we've got self-directed. They can go to the website and gather information in particular on COVID related stuff primarily. They can place a phone call. What's another way? What's another free way in which we assist, in particular, our members, many of the employers throughout the community?
Yeah, stepping away from COVID just for a second, you know, but I mean, it all ties back in when you're thinking about compensation and benefits and things. But I would say the next free service that is seen with high member value would be the MBA surveys for employers. You know, these surveys help employers compare their compensation and benefits packages, shutdown plans to others in the region. And these surveys are free with member participation, John. And obviously it is very important for members to participate in these each year because it makes the surveys more reliable and valuable for everyone. So, you know, that is a free service I would encourage members who haven't participated in to do so and get the results for free.
Great. What would be, Tammy, what are some examples of the types of surveys that our HR team conducts?
Sure. So the surveys we conduct on a yearly basis include the Holiday Practices and Vacation Shutdown Survey, the Regional Wage and Salary Survey, the Annual Salary Increase and Adjustment Survey, and then finally the National and Regional Policies and Benefits Survey. So we also developed this great and helpful survey guide, which outlines when these surveys are open to members and provides information on each of them. And that survey guide, we actually put that on our website. It's found under the HR survey section. Again, that's www.mbausa.org. So if anyone's curious about survey participation, just give us a call, visit our website. There's a lot of information on there.
Okay, great. And I've heard firsthand, Tammy, about the popularity of another one of our free services. And it's interesting because it's kind of a combination of self-direct, but then also direct feedback. And that's what we commonly refer to as the HR listserv. What is that? And can you tell us a little bit more about that free tool and how the members utilize it?
Yeah, absolutely, John. You know, we would certainly be remiss if we didn't mention what is likely the third top free HR legal service available to members, and that is, as you have mentioned, the HR listserv. We didn't know how popular it would be when we started it, but it certainly is. And what the listserv does, it allows members to connect with other human resource professionals located throughout our membership footprint to ask questions, requests or make recommendations, post comments, all to a large number of industry peers, all at the same time. And as we have already mentioned, best of all, it's free. And members comment all the time, what a useful tool this is to have. And, you know, it's really a great complement to that HR legal hotline. You know, the listserv is great when there aren't compliance questions that need answered, but instead they're looking for some ideas or comments or perhaps a policy or program they want to offer. Kind of like, hey, everyone on the listserv, what are you currently doing with your PTO program? Or, you know, maybe a member, doesn't want to have to reinvent the wheel on a program they want to start. So they use the listserv to see if anyone's willing to share something that they've already implemented. You know, it's really great to see the interaction of everyone, John. It's like having one big team of HR peers right at your fingertips, and everyone is always so willing to help one another. And it's really great to see.
Sure. Yeah, I know it's just as with the hotline calls, sometimes it's an HR manager or a VP of HR asking the question, and other times it's a business owner. And because that VP or HR manager wants to get the business owner's perspective, the business owner is asking the question of a smaller company because mm-hmm. they want to gain the experience of the HR manager. So it's really neat to see the various groups that participate in this. How does it work, Tim?
Yeah, it's just like any other listserv, John. You know, the members, the group of members who belong to that listserv, they communicate through email. So it's all email. And they send one email message to the listserv email address, and then the software that we have sends the email out to all of the group subscribers on a secure site. It's definitely a great way, as I indicated, for HR peers to connect and share ideas with each other. And I can't, again, begin to tell you the positive feedback we get from this tool. You know, members just love it. Again, when we first started it, we didn't foresee it being so popular, but I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
Great, great. Well, again, with respects to the various things that you guys have pulled together, again, our primary objective is to assist our members but also when it comes to COVID, any employer to help with creating a successful work environment, but also navigating it both legally and following the guidelines. And you guys have exhibited a variety of ways here that you've done that. Just to reiterate, the listserv is not intended to take the place of the hotline. It's intended to be a complementary tool. So again, great stuff, Tammy. It never ceases to amaze me how fast our time does fly by. A lot of good stuff in a very concentrated period of time. So again, on behalf of our listeners, we want to thank you so much for your insight and your information today on how you guys have been assisting and continue to assist area business owners and those responsible for the HR function to properly navigate our challenges and our guidelines, state and federal. Also, it's been a pleasure having you with us, and we certainly look forward to having you back again soon. Really appreciate it. And to our listeners, we'd like to thank you all for joining us for today's program. This is John Cray in Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE, signing off.